Hello and welcome to Tea O'Clock.
With Keller. Bring your tea.
And leave with more.
Hello. Welcome to... Is it episode 16?
It is.
My That's lucky number. Ooh, it's going to be a good episode. And today, we're talking about Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging. The film, not the book. Although I did actually read all the books. But anyway, I digress. Yeah. And we're going to link it into talking about our childhoods or... adolescence, because we were saying before on our Galentine's Day episode, we don't actually know that much about our lives before going to uni. Well, about each other's lives. I didn't word that well.
Hopefully it will be a nice bit of light relief with everything that's been happening in the world recently. So bring a bit of joy to everyone's week.
Yeah, that reminded me, I did actually want to say at the beginning, Ella and I have been talking about everything that's been happening with Sarah Everard. And it's really gotten to us. And we just wanted to say that our thoughts are with every woman everywhere, because I'm sure everyone's thinking back on all the different experiences that we've all had to go through that have been horrible. So our thoughts are with everyone.
Yeah. So hopefully this can bring a bit of joy to your week.
Yeah. I think the nice thing about this movie is that it was such a massive part of my growing up as a woman. And I just thought it's just so girly, but in a good way. And so I like that. I feel like it's this shared sisterhood experience when you're watching it. And that I imagine most girls or British girls would relate to. So it was really lovely to watch it back, because I imagine, I don't know, people have to tell us, but it's one of those films that I think most girls watch when they are growing up. It seemed to be quite a big deal for me at my school, I remember. I can give a little summary. I mean, I imagine that most people listening know what happened in it, because it's such a big hit. But anyway, it's about a girl called Georgia, and I didn't realize, I thought it was all to do with her 16th birthday happening, but it's not. It's about her 15th birthday and how she wants to have the best party for it in a club, and it's about her wanting to have a boyfriend, and it's just generally about her and her friends, their little gang of four, growing up and what it's like to have all these crushes and to be a teenager. And it's set in Eastbourne, which is pretty cool, because I don't remember any other movies being set in Eastbourne, and it's nice to see somewhere in film that I've been.
I agree with you, because to be honest, this was a film that my friends and I would always watch at sleepovers when we were younger. It was like the go-to film that we would watch. So it reminds me a lot of being in like my early adolescence, you know.
Yeah. Well, I didn't realize it came out when we were seven, or well, maybe when you were eight.
No way, that's crazy.
So what's that, like year three?
I don't know if I watched it that early, but maybe like late primary school, early secondary school.
Yeah, I reckon same. I don't know, I just remember, I don't even know how I got into it, but just everyone seemed to watch it. It was that movie and Wild Child, which we talked about before. Yeah. Oh, and I guess Mean Girls. It was just iconic. What were your first impressions of watching it again now? I mean, had you seen it recently?
I actually haven't seen it in years. It's been so long since I've seen it. Probably, I can't even tell you how many years it's been. So it was so nostalgic to watch it again. And I kind of felt like I was transported back to being 12 years old, watching it with all my friends. And it was really nice. I really enjoyed it.
We should just say at this point, if you hear any moans or, it's Ella's dog, Vinny. But we're not torturing him, bless him. He's just sad.
He's just sad because my dad went to go get my brother from school, so he's crying.
Yeah, and Ella is looking after him, so don't worry if you hear that.
There is no animal cruelty here.
No.
He's just a big wet white. In a nice way. He's a big baby. What did you think about watching it again for the first time in ages?
I expected to not like it, because I really didn't like Wild Child when I was watching it back. And at the start, it was so cringy. I thought, oh my God, it's going to be horrible watching it now. Especially because it's the weird thing of not having seen it for ages, and now we're older than them, like way older. And they seem so old at the time. But you know what? I loved it watching it again. I don't know why Wild Child had such a bad reaction re-watching it, but with this, I loved it. Maybe because even though they're both British films, with Wild Child, it's told from an American coming over here. Whereas this, I literally am Georgia. You just so get them, especially when you see them going to a normal school, not a boarding school. It seems so much more relatable.
I think that is a big part of it, the fact that everyone can relate to being, what, in year 8 or 9.
Yeah, it was funny though, watching it back. And I remember, because when I watched it, I was younger than them. Say, I don't know, 11. And I thought, oh God, look at them, they're so mature. And I thought, oh, I've got to copy all the things they do, the little, I don't know what to call them, activities, strange little things they do. Like, you know, when they have to go round and they rate each other on bits of their face. And also when they did the pencil test as well. And I remember thinking, what the hell is that, when I watched it. And then I said to my friend, oh yeah, we should all do it. So I did. And I forgot that that was even a thing. And I remember thinking, oh my God, I wonder on their snogging scale. I was always thinking, oh, I wonder what I'm going to get up to on that. I'm going to have to check out with everyone, compare where we are. And then forgot about that by the time it came to me actually going through all of that kind of thing. Did you ever do the thing where you scored your friends?
We didn't do the whole scoring each other, but we did the pencil test thing, I remember,
at sleepovers. That's so funny. Don't you think as well, it just looks so nice when they're all together at the sleepover. And it's so cozy and have all their pizza. And, oh, I've not had a sleepover in so long. Actually, do you know what I reckon my last one was? Was when I was by myself in Penryn and you stayed around. That was my last sleepover.
I think that was mine as well.
Oh, that was a good final one.
That was. I do love a good sleepover. And I think maybe that's part of the reason why I enjoyed watching the film so much, because it reminded me of all of those things from my childhood, like having sleepovers with all my friends. And
I did find it funny though when they were all looking through the window at, as they call her, Slaggy Lindsay, and they were all shook that she was wearing a thong and that she had chicken fillets as well in her bra, and they were literally obsessed with it. And it's just so funny how your young mind works. You think, oh my God, that's so dramatic. I still enjoyed it from this perspective. It just absolutely tickled me how they reacted to everything.
It's really good. And the bit where she tries to fake tan her legs, but then they just try to do her legs, and then they end up just looking like giant what's-its.
Oh my God, I enjoyed that so much, because I remember, actually, I think it was year 7, and I went to Mexico over the Easter break, and I wanted, it sounds bad, but I just wanted everyone to know I went to Mexico because I was very excited about it. But my tan had gone because I don't really tan that well. So I got this thing, and it's not fake tan, but it's just supposed to keep your tan. Then if you don't have it, then it just tans you. And I just has the patchiest, orangest legs. And I just remember my friends absolutely just like killing themselves with laughter in PE at my orange legs. And I just really relate to Georgia then. Thought, oh, we've all been there, tanning disaster. So
it's always tanning disasters with anyone you ever ask.
So I have not bothered since then. Well, actually, I got a spray tan for my leavers ball, so at least I didn't do it myself. But I just don't think I do fake tan well at all. So just a bit of bronzer and that's me done.
Yep, I'm with you on that.
How cool was her 15th birthday party? When you watched it back, were you shook?
Yes, and I remember I wanted a party like that. I was like, if that's not what my parties are like when I'm a teenager, I don't want it. Did I ever have a party like that? No, but no. That was such a cool party.
How did she have that many people to invite though?
So I was like, is the entire school there?
Because yeah,
surely they must have just invited everyone from the school.
Yeah, that's the only thing that I thought about, because everything was so relatable, but I thought no one in our school would ever have a massive party for their 15th and invite everyone in the year or everyone in the school. Interesting. That's what I thought life would be like as I got older, and then it just wasn't. Not that I regret what I did for my 15th birthday, I can't remember, had a good time. But that's about, she had a whole club hired out for her just for her 15th, not even for her 16th.
I know.
Or her 18th. That's so young. I think the whole movie, she's 14.
Yeah, I was thinking that as I was watching it, because I thought she was older. I thought it was her 16th birthday they were celebrating.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, why did they pick to have it be her 15th birthday rather than her 16th? I wasn't sure.
Do you remember your 15th?
No, I don't. See, I never had that many parties. As such, like, I'd have like maybe a handful of friends round, maybe go out for dinner or something, but I didn't have like a party until my 18th.
Yeah.
Well, I had one when I was like six years old. We had like what we call the sparkle party. It was brilliant. Aww. We had makeovers and little plastic grounds and everything. But
that's amazing. Can we please do that on your next birthday? Oh, well, you won't be here probably. Okay, the one after that, I will find you.
My 22nd, I'll be in Cornwall. Oh my god, that's scary.
Oh yeah. Oh, okay. I'll come and visit.
Or just come to Germany this year.
Yeah.
But did you ever have any big parties or anything?
Oh, I honestly don't even remember. I actually just don't know what I did. But as I got older, I increasingly disliked having parties.
Mm.
Well, not like parties, but, you know, anything at all. I wasn't a fan. I just like having a solid meal out.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting all dressed up. That's my favourite part, is just getting to dress up and go out somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, I miss getting dressed up and going out somewhere.
I know. Me too. Don't you find that with sorting out birthday things, it's so, I don't want to use the word political, because it's not, but do you know what I mean? Especially at a girls' school, with, well, at any school, who to invite. And then you think, if I invite her, then I have to invite her friend, otherwise it's going to be beefy. And then you don't even want to invite them, and you just have to invite everyone. You think, well, if I don't want to invite her, then I can't invite her, but you want to invite her.
I know exactly what you mean. And I can imagine that was way more beefy in a girls' school, because I went to just like a state mixed school. So then it kind of got to the point where it's like, well, if I invite her, I've got to invite her boyfriend. But then if her boyfriend's coming, I've got to invite some of his friends. And then if they're and it just becomes a nightmare, and you end up with like double the amount of people, but you only actually really want half of them there. But you've got to invite all the others, because you can't just invite like one person from a like, group of people or whatever.
I remember asking my parents how many people I could have, and I'd have to work within that limit. And I thought, oh, I don't know then, because someone's going to have to not be invited. And I felt really bad. And the thing is, because I've never had a friendship group. I've always had individual friends from different groups, or a few friends within each group. So then I feel bad, because then I think, oh, I don't know, because if I invite them, then I have to invite the rest of that group. Or also, what, because they're from different groups, or if they don't really know each other, they don't really get on. Mine's not just one group of friends that all get on. So I think that's why I always felt a bit, because I didn't really know who to invite. And then people would invite you to theirs, and then I didn't even really like them. But then it's rude if you don't invite them back. I didn't know why I got invited.
So it does feel weirdly, like you say, political, whatever the like adolescent version of that word is for when you're organizing parties.
Sorry for digressing from the movie, but I'm just still salty about, there's just so much drama that goes on in secondary and I can't let go. I want to, but it's just bringing back all the memories how I just got annoyed. That's what this movie does to you.
It does. It just throws you back. What other things about the film should we mention? I know what. Saliva guy. Oh, my friends and I used to be so grossed out by it.
Oh my god. That was, I keep saying shook a lot, but there's no other word for it. I just was shook watching him bat Peter Dyer. Oh, that was terrible.
Weird concept as well. The fact that he's like, I'll teach random girls how to kiss just because I want to make out with them all. It's like, okay, that's weird, but go for it.
But didn't you think about, imagine this slightly different point, but if the whole movie was reversal of the genders, and say it was the four boys and then the two girls, and the same with Peter Dyer being a girl. I don't know, because I found it funny, but say with that scene, if it was a girl and, well, she was getting paid by these boys to teach them her tricks, everyone would be like, oh, what's lag? But because it was him, a guy,
no one cared.
Yeah, and he kept being really insistent, and that was just uncomfortable. And another thing was, you know, when at the start the girls were getting really excited by Robbie and Tom, and they were stalking them along the pier, I thought, oh my god, imagine if this movie was, they were four guys and they were stalking these two girls on the pier. That would be taken so long. I know. I thought, ooh. I just couldn't help but think about that. I hadn't considered that when I was younger. I don't know if I'm reading too much into it, because when I was watching, I thought, that's, I would be like that. That's how I was when I was young. I was like, hee hee, try to you know, scalp them out. I don't know, I guess it's a bit of a grey area. Maybe I'm deeping it too much, I don't know.
No, I know exactly what you mean. And I think as well in the film, they really heighten that, because they heighten the fact that girls in school like that, you'd see the new guys and everyone would be like, oh, I want to get to know who they are and blah, blah, blah. And I think they just like amped it up in the film, and it does make you uncomfortable. If you think about it switched, you're like, okay, this maybe is a little bit too far.
Especially when they were talking about, oh, which brother do you want? But what if they don't want to be with you? Then I thought, oh my God, I've said things like that before.
I honestly, I remember having sleepovers, and we found out this new guy was coming to our school, and we were all trying to stalk him, find out who he was, and be like, okay, who gets dibs on him? Looking back at that, not great.
Can we write it off as being harmless, like just us being teenagers and excited?
Yeah, I think so. And the thing is, I think the film is definitely like a product of its time. Like, I don't think it wouldn't. A film like that wouldn't be made nowadays, because it's what, 15, maybe not 15 years, but 12 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think there always is that level of girls getting all excited, and I guess boys kind of do as well, aren't they?
At least with Georgia and Robbie, they did actually like each other, and same with Tom and Jess. So that was cute.
That was well cute. That was really cute.
Also, with Peter Dyer, I found it funny because I remember that stuck in my brain. The advice that he gave her, I always remembered it, just when he was talking about this washing machine syndrome, and that just always stuck with me. I thought, right, I know what I've not got to do now. That was literally where I learned so many things from about what it would be like to be a teenager, how I should not necessarily, oh, this is how you must act, but just all the secrets of teenage life growing up, you know?
Yeah, I think it is, because of course they're what, 14, boys are what, like 15 16. So it is very much that everyone's figuring those things out. And we, of course, were younger when we watched it. That literally, there was nothing there from those words. They were just words saying nothing.
Exactly. Did you know, sorry, this is a different thing, but I actually met the author of a book. And she was so lovely. And she wrote some other books that I really liked, the Withering Tights series.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved reading the books when I was younger. I think I might have even read them before watching the movie, I don't know. Because I remember reading them around year 5. I thought they were even better than the movie, but I haven't read them for so long. But it's interesting that they changed the title from the book, because it was Full Frontal Snogging, and they changed it to Perfect Snogging. I thought, oh yeah, that's a bit too much for this popular movie.
I never actually read them. Like, I knew of them, but I never read them. I don't really know why.
The titles are pretty embarrassing, to be fair. I can't remember what they all were. I think there's one called Knocked Up on My Nunga Nungas or something. It's interesting that then at the time I thought, oh my God, is that what guys call our boobs? And then turns out I've never heard anyone say Nunga Nungas. I forgot it was a thing until I watched
That film.
Yeah, and it cracked me up. Also, do you know what was crazy? Was watching... What? Eleanor Tomlinson in it, and she's just so young. It's wild. Bless her.
Really weird. Mm. And then of course Georgia. Well, she's married to Rupert Grint now.
With a baby.
I know.
I was thinking that actually as I was watching it. I want to see what they all look like now, because the other two girls in the friendship group, I was looking on their IMDb's, because I thought they reminded me of, I don't know, people I'd seen in something else.
Mm.
But say with Rosie, I thought she looked like Eloise, I don't know the actress's name, but in Bridgerton. And I wondered, is that the same person? But it turns out it's not. But yeah, I wonder what they all look like now, especially Libby, her little sister.
Yeah, because I don't know if that many... Well, of course, Aaron's done other stuff. So Jazz, and I don't know what other... And of course, the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's the interior designer guy called? He's done other stuff.
Oh, Steve Jones,
yeah. So I think he was, wasn't he on like the CBBC, sorry, I've got no head and whatnot. I think he was in...
I vaguely recognise that, but I know him from just doing standard presenting on BBC. Mm. That was another interesting storyline in the movie, the interior decorator, and all the girls just did ogling him, and then Georgia being worried about him. And then turns out she didn't need to be worried because he was gay. So no divorce was going to happen there. That was just...
It was kind of sad when she was really worried that her parents were going to get a divorce because her mum was going going to get with the interior design guy. I was like, oh. They did set it up, though, because they gave you no hints that, okay, apart from him being an interior designer, but that's kind of stereotypical.
Though, at the end, when she realised, he's like, hello, I'm an interior designer. Whoa, that would not fly today. Okay, let's
just no.
Okay, would you like to find out which character we are?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
Yes, this is what I've been waiting for.
Apart from, they don't have a BuzzFeed one.
Oh no. I guess it is kind of an old film, and I guess it only really caters for kind of a small group of people who were of a certain age at a certain time.
Yeah, Ultraviolet's stuck in my head now. Yeah. And I really wanna sing it. Okay, everyone, we are doing which Angus Thongs and perfect snogging character are you from thetab.com. And it says in the caption, please not Jazz.
Let's go. First question. How do you try and get the attention of someone you like?
Oh, my option's not on that. I was going to say, just do nothing at all.
That's what I was thinking as well. I was like, where's the option of not doing anything and just letting them carry on with their life and just watch from a distance?
Just sending them telepathic vibe, you know, that's what I do.
Never looking at them ever and hoping they look at you.
Yeah, or I'll look at them one time for 2 seconds and think, why aren't they messaging me? How do they not know?
So I'm not really sure which one to go for. You know, I'm going to go for send them a message on Facebook.
Or Teams.
Let's not go there.
I'm tempted to say stage an elaborate plan of losing my cat, because that's the kind of thing I would do. Because I did that in my head, like all of these really long-winded ways of things I'm going to do. So I might just go with that, because I won't do anything straightforward.
I quite like that.
On with this picture, okay, what do you like to eat at a sleepover? That is exactly the thing I was thinking about when we were chatting about sleepover.
Yeah. When we're allowed to, we should have a proper early secondary school girly sleepover.
God. Yeah, with face masks and everything.
Yeah.
Please. Oh my God. We'll have to rate each other. And it would be funny because it'll literally be like 11 out of 10, 13 out of 10. This is the
because we're all each other's hype woman.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you like to eat at a sleepover?
Okay, I'm not sure why you'd eat curry at a sleepover.
Yeah, that's not a sleepover activity.
I feel like I might go for popcorn.
Yeah, that's standard. I am going to just go for pizza.
Because I think because at sleepovers you always have pizza, but then you also have a gigantic array of different types of snacks.
Oh, and yeah. Things.
And chocolate. You never ever eat all of them, but they're just all everywhere.
You say that, I literally eat them all.
Right, Kerry, what's more important, mates or relationships?
Obviously mates.
Obviously mates.
Obviously.
They're the two single women, sadly.
Okay, what do you wear to fancy dress parties? Actually, I forgot to tell you, Laura and I were planning, as soon as we are moved in together, we want to have a glee party, and originally I thought, oh, I'm going to go as Sue, and then Lauren said that she wants to go as Santana, so I thought, oh, I don't know, because maybe I should just go as Brittany, we can be matching.
Aww.
So it's like, should I be a cheerleader, or should I be Sue in her trackies? So I don't know, I don't really have a style.
I don't know, but that's so exciting, I can't wait for your glee party.
Yeah, we can drink slushies and do karaoke.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love that.
What are you going to
do? I think I'm going to go something cultural, because I love to dress up, but then I think I'm too awkward to go something funny, because I think I'd just worry that everyone was judging me.
I think I'm going to put something funny, just because one time I did dress up as George Michael for Halloween.
Did you?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, next picture of Aaron himself. He was my first childhood crush.
Also, how I don't understand how he was genuinely 18 when they filmed that. Who is our age don't even look like that.
No, I know.
How?
Where did you go for your first group holiday after school? I actually went to Paris the summer after A-levels. That's not on here.
Well, funnily enough, I went with Sam to Cornwall after A-levels. We didn't have a group trip anywhere, so luckily I can pick Cornwall. I didn't do any of these. We've got Ibiza and Magaluf on here. Did I do that? No. Oh, but we can do a group holiday soon.
Yeah, I've never actually done like group holiday with friends because I went with one friend to Paris, but then we always spoke about doing group holidays, but we never got around to actually booking it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go Cornwall, and I don't feel like I'm lying because I did end up living in Holidayland, so fine.
Where will you be found on a night out?
On the dance floor,
Oh, yeah.
obviously.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm gonna say on the dance floor as well. We can have a good boogie.
But I do miss making friends with random people in the toilet.
I was about to say that. That was what I was leaning towards. You just always end up chatting to the other girls in toilets.
Honestly, or just like someone will just randomly compliment you in the toilets, and then you just will
Yeah.
start talking, and then you will go out and oh,
That's one of the things I love about being a girl. Speaking very generally, girls are so good at giving compliments and we hype each other up so much. Even random people, as you say, when you meet them in the toilet, everyone's saying, "Oh my God, your dress is so nice. I love your makeup." Complete strangers. And I love that. I respect that a lot.
girls supporting girls.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. Okay, Kerry, what's your usual type?
A mix of all the options, prop.
Kinda, yeah.
What are you putting?
I don't know. Just like you say, I kind of want to pick all of them.
I'm stuck between someone older and sophisticated and someone I have similar interests with. It's because I do tend to prefer people who are a bit older than me, because they seem to be more mature, because I don't have time for people who aren't.
Nope. But then also someone who has similar interests to them is always, I know, it's nice to have that familiar ground.
Yeah. I'm going to go for older because I feel like if someone filled out the survey on behalf of me, they'd pick that anyway.
I'm gonna go similar interests.
Oh, that's okay. So you've been a bad friend. Wow, this certainly isn't talking about you. How do you fix it?
I went drunk and tell them how much you love them because I'm there with my friends anyway. I feel like I'm just gonna have to pick apologize for what I've
Yeah.
done, because I feel like that'd be the first thing I'd do.
Yeah. So.
Oh, we get to pick a noughties trend we still rock with now.
Oh, also, this picture is of Georgia with her mum at the club. And I was thinking, watching back, oh my God, imagine if your parents were at your party in the club. I would be cringing so much. No.
Honestly, I know.
Okay, right. So, which naughty trend are you picking?
I might go with coloured hair strands, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because I had blue and purple and pink hair at one point, like the bottoms of it. Or do I go with a choker? No, I'm going to go coloured hair. What about you?
I'm gonna go for ballet pumps because I actually used to wear those. Oh, still rock now? Oh, well, yeah, whatever. Why not?
Do love a good ballet pump.
Yeah. What's your favorite TV genre? I was looking for anything that resembles Glee on here or The Simpsons. There's no one.
Dramas? Soap? Not, no, not soaps.
Maybe I'll just pick drama because
But
that kind
yeah.
of happens, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's such a weird collection of genres.
What are you picking?
I went for dramas because
Oh no.
I guess I kind of an umbrella term. Right, how often do you like to talk to your mate? See, it's weird because I have different communication with different friends,
Yeah.
if that makes sense without sounding weird.
Yeah.
It's like there are certain people who I just message all the time. Other people, maybe it's like once every month or
Yeah.
whatever.
I'm just saying there's a handful of people that I message every day. Well, they'd probably say differently, but oh, you literally replied to me twice. But for me. And then other people do literally never speak to. But I've become way worse in the last year at replying to people and I leave it for ages. So sorry.
Oh, me too. It's like I see it. I know I need to do it, but I'm like doing something else or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I'll get back to it 2 days later.
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
My main thing is that when I'm doing work, I just, if I constantly stop what I'm doing to reply to people, because there's often a few people that I'm chatting to at once in the day, then I can reply to everyone. That easily takes like 10 minutes of my time. And then I send another message, and then that's another 10 minutes of the day. It really takes away from me doing work. So I try not to until when I have a lunch break. But then I want to watch the telly, so then I don't reply then either. I'm going to
I know what you
say
mean.
a few texts back and forth every day.
Yeah, I think that's a good middle ground. I'm gonna go with that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, calculating results.
Da-da-da.
Okay, who
Okay.
did you get?
Yeah. Oh my God, we said at the same time, we've got to make a wish. Okay, I'm
Okay,
manifesting.
wish is made.
Right,
Tell
so
me, who'd you get?
I got Georgia.
I got Robbie.
Oh my God, because we're soulmates.
No way.
Oh,
Oh, I love that.
yay. Oh my God, also, so that means you're the cool one, and I'm the one who freaks out all the time. So that makes sense.
It should be switched around.
No, not at all. Well, mine says that Georgia is fun, warm, and everything most girls are at the age of 14. You easily embarrass yourself, constantly underestimate what a laugh you are. You just need a bit more self-belief. You care about everyone in your life, even if it takes you a while to show it.
Aww.
What does yours say?
Mine says, you're pretty laid back, but also very serious about your art, aka your band with your mates.
Oh.
You don't always do the right thing, and you find it difficult to share your feelings. However, you do write cracking songs.
I love that. That's what we've learned today, that you write cracking songs. Amazing.
Busy. Never written a song in my life, but if I choose to, I have that confidence now. Robbie, back me up.
How have you never written a song? I feel like that's something everyone does in their childhood. And they've been dramatic.
Well, does prancing around your garden with your sister making up songs count?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, okay. Because yeah. That's what Tilly and I used to do. Our neighbours probably hated us.
Probably thought it was cute, though. Oh my god, I forgot we don't do our. What are we consuming?
Well, you're too distracted by a crying dog.
Oh no. What?
We could just do it now.
Yeah, we'll just do it now. Yeah. Okay, so what have you been consuming this week?
What have I been consuming? Started reading The Thursday Murder Club by Richard Osman. So that's exciting. Someone just died, which isn't really a spoiler considering it's a book about a murder club. Not that the murder club murder, I don't know. So really enjoying that. That's a good bit of light reading. I have rediscovered Mika's album, Life in Cartoon Motion, that I used to listen to loads when I was a teenager. So I've been listening to that and it's been uplifting my spirits recently. So that's good. And then I've been watching Sex in the City this week as well. So really enjoying it. So yeah, that's me. What about you?
Well, last night actually, I just started reading The Easter Parade by Richard Yates, and he is just one of my favourite ever authors. I love Revolutionary Road and 11 Kinds of Loneliness, like literally top 5, top 10 books. But having said that, those are the only two I've read, even though I love them so much. But my teacher recommended that I read this one, and last night I just read so much in one go, I literally couldn't put it down. He is amazing. If you like any of his works, then definitely recommend this one. And I've been listening non-stop to the soundtrack of The Boy from Oz, starring Hugh Jackman from 2003, because I always loved when on Glee Kurt performed Not the Boy Next Door for his Niaja audition. It was just so good. And then it just came on randomly and it got into my head, and I just googled it because I didn't actually know about The Boy from Oz, and oh my god, I need to find some sort of Broadway recording of it. And
I'm sure there's one on YouTube.
There must be, because I've been listening to the whole soundtrack and it's just amazing. I love it. And I have been watching, I finally finished WandaVision 2 weeks later than the rest of the world.
Nice.
Because I've been waiting on my dad to watch it. And you know how, well, on our group chat everyone said they cried at the end. I didn't cry, and I've really enjoyed all of, well, I've pretty much seen all of Marvel now, but yeah, I don't know why. I liked it, but I wasn't sobbing.
I can't comment. I haven't actually seen it yet. Maybe I should watch it, because I think everyone else has watched it. What we're consuming links in well with the fact that this film has such a good soundtrack.
Oh my god.
I was singing along to every single song.
I know.
So good. Uplifting. Just amazing songs that I forgot existed and are amazing.
Yeah, I remember it starting with She's So Lovely by Scout for Girls. Like, that's always stayed with me. It's iconic tune. But I didn't remember anything else in the soundtrack, but it's so good. Like, I messaged Ella saying about how Two Faces was in it. I was shook. It was, yeah, the soundtrack was amazing. I was surprised. Have you ever been to Eastbourne, by the way?
I actually have, because I did my year 12 work experience with a semi-independent publishing house based in Eastbourne.
Oh.
And for a week, I stayed with my aunt and uncle in Hastings and then got the train to Eastbourne. So I've briefly been to Eastbourne.
Oh, I never knew they had an independent publishing house there.
Yeah, it's called Red Door. I actually have one of their books on the shelf that I was given.
That's cool.
It was Tipping It Down with Rain when I was there, so I didn't really see Eastbourne.
My grandparents used to live very near there, so we visited it quite a lot in my childhood. So when I watched the movie back then and now, it was really nice to see. It was just so recognisable, and it's away from, like, a lot of movies are set in just London, British ones, or just in random locations that they don't name. So I thought it was really nice to see a specific place. I thought, oh, I know that, and it's just so British. Especially, like, you could tell where they shot some of it, especially down by the seafront. So I really liked that a lot. Yeah.
There's such a British feeling about it, and I know it's a British film. There is that, I think, more so than any other film that from that kind of genre. Because, of course, like you say, Wild Child, Boarding School, you kind of have that separation. Yeah. But then I can't think of other films that are set in British secondary schools, really.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe that's the reason we liked it so much.
I agree. And you know what's cool as well? Is that Dorinda Tyler, who she directed Benedict like Beckham and Blinded by the Light, she directed this, and I thought that was so cool. That was just a nice little touch, because I didn't realise that before. Well, I probably knew, but didn't, you know, take it in, didn't realise.
Yeah.
Should we move on to talk about our childhood or our adolescence? What was occurring around this time? I did actually preempt this, and I just searched up questions to ask your friends about their childhood, and I did find, I don't even know where it's from, but I just clicked on a random link and it says not secure, so what, and we could do some of these.
Did you have a happy childhood?
I reckon that sounds awesome. I did have a happy childhood also.
Yeah,
that was nice. What would you like to begin with? One of the questions on here is, what was your favourite subject, why? And also, who was your favourite teacher? Because I feel like that's good to get us into where we were and what we were doing at that time in school, you know.
What kind of age are we talking here?
Oh, yeah. Should we talk about primary or secondary or both?
I guess maybe kind of both, but I definitely remember more from secondary than I do primary, which I guess is
We can just generally talk about both. Because also, this is the thing, because the film, we kind of watched at the end of primary anyway, but then it deals with secondary. So we can we'll go across both.
Kind of bridge.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. So what was my favourite subject? I always loved English and reading. Like, I'd love that. And in year six, we had this class reading challenge thing where we were trying to, I can't remember what the number was, but we were trying to, as a class, read so many books or whatever. So, like, it got to the point where I would, in year six, read, like, a book a week, be tallying up on this chart. So I always loved that, obviously, doing an English degree. But I also loved drama at secondary school. It was brilliant. So much fun. Did all the performances. From English and the arts, I loved, and I still do love.
Oh, well, I want to know also, before you go to me, do you remember particular teachers who were your favourites?
Well, was it last week? Yeah, last week I shouted out Mrs. Bolton, my primary school teacher, who's one of my favourite teachers. But from secondary, I would maybe say my favourite teacher was either my drama teacher or my maths teacher, because I had the same maths teacher in year seven as I did for A-level maths. So it kind of felt like a really nice cyclical round moment, and plus she was just really lovely and really helpful when I was having breakdowns over A level math. So yeah.
I love that. Well, not they had a breakdown, but
well, no, we don't talk about that, but yeah. I liked all of my teachers, really. I love some of these people. I like everyone, unless they do something really terrible. What about you?
Surprise, surprise, English was my favorite subject. I remember in primary school, did you have this thing called Shine Week?
No.
Oh, well, we had it every year. And I can't even remember what involved. I think it was just about our talents, or we had to bring in things to show about, I don't know, what we liked or what we were good at. And I remember every year the teacher wrote a certificate for every person in the class, and they wrote on there, you're really talented at this. And every year mine said creative writing. So I definitely know I loved writing stories throughout primary school, and I loved reading. My parents are really good at encouraging me to read, and I remember my dad coming in after work and reading with us Jacqueline Wilson books mostly, actually.
Yeah.
And at secondary school that continued, I always loved English and history, actually. So funny enough, what I'm doing for my degree, I just really loved being at school in general. I loved pretty much all the subjects apart from, well, I guess all the ones from GCSEs onwards, because I didn't like doing woodwork, that kind of thing, because I was rubbish. Anything practical I was terrible at. But I just quite liked everything. And in terms of my favourite teachers, see, I'm so lucky again, because I just went to such a good school and I just had amazing teachers. Well, at primary and secondary, but I mean, I'm also remember secondary, and they were just the best, so many of them, and I have so many fond memories of all of them. I mean, obviously my English teachers, because I loved English, and my history. I don't know, I feel like I can't really shout out anyone because there's so many. I just love them, especially at A level. They were all solid.
Yeah.
Big shout out to them all, if they're listening.
Imagine if our secondary school teachers are listening to this.
Yeah. Well, no, because I bet they would honestly love it, some of them.
Honestly, probably, yeah.
Yeah. I was even thinking, oh, maybe I should give one of my teachers a shout out in my blonde moment. And I was thinking, especially for my English ones, and there's three of them who are blonde, who I love so much. I thought, oh, I don't know which to shout out. So tell us about the extracurricular things that you used to do.
Okay, well, I was in the drama club and I did every single performance that was on in the 7 years that I was at secondary school and all the ones at primary school. But you don't really get that much choice at primary school when you do like the Christmas play or like the summer play or whatever. So that was a big part of my school life, doing the drama stuff. Also choir singing every Wednesday till 5 p.m. We'd sing and we'd do concerts in the Abbey and things, which was really lovely. I also think we did like this baking club in year 7.
Oh, that's cute.
Where it was like food tech, but like as a club after school, and we'd bake cakes and things. So that was good. I think that's all I really did was I did all the artsy clubs basically.
Yeah. Well, you definitely kept yourself busy.
Yeah. What about you? What sort of clubs did you do?
I'm not gonna lie, I loved me some extracurriculars. I did so many, especially in primary school. I was in the choir as well. And I did gymnastics. I love to tell people that I was the county champion for vault, but it was for my age group. So
that's amazing, though.
And I don't know, maybe I'm just making up these false memories, though. I don't know. I definitely have a medal for my full work. So that's my one.
That's so cool.
I did swimming when I was younger, and I went on to do. Do you know rookies? It's a lifeguard thing. Once you've done all the levels, oh, I did that. Did all the levels for that. Oh, well, we went to film club in secondary school right at the start. I was part of this creative writing club and did reading ambassadors, which was basically reading club, but coming up with more things to do. And then we ran it, actually, I think.
That's cool.
I can't even remember. Everything's blurring into one.
I know, it seems to happen.
Yeah, literally intense. We had this club thing where we set up this event at the Story Museum in Oxford, which I love that museum, by the way. It's so cool. And we planned this whole dystopian event. And we had this day of divergent activities, and it was really fun. And we got to sort all that out ourselves, so we really liked that. And I just remember, especially in year 9, every morning, me and my friend, we used to go in to see this one particular English teacher about something that we were doing. And I can't even remember what we went in to talk about, but we were just always doing something. And so I remember when we were doing Spanish at GCSE level, I think, maybe. Me and my friend, we decided each lunchtime to go in, and we were sorting out the whole display board because it really annoyed us because it was really horrible. So we wanted to sort it all out. So we actually always did something. Another thing I just thought of, I played guitar in primary school. And I tell people I can play guitar now, but I've not played it since primary. I'm like, well, I still can play it, right? I gave it away, so never know. Oh, and I did dance as well. Street dance. Because I'm cool.
I did dance as well. I'm not really sure what type of dance it was. But it was called dance tech.
Oh, very nice.
You said something and I thought something. And now I can't think of what I was going to say. Because I just got caught up by all the different things that you used to do. I did netball for a while as well. When I thought I could do sports. I did netball.
You can do sports.
In primary, we'd do it. So I thought when I went to secondary, I was like, oh, I can still do netball. Did it for like a year. Then all the actual sporty people came in and took over. And I was like, okay, I'm not a sporty person. Go to the drama hall, do something there instead.
Yeah, literally, since I got to secondary, sports were just not for me. Because that's when I realised that, oh, okay, people take this seriously. And I'm just not that.
Yeah.
Not the top of my game. So
same.
Not a sports kid at all.
I did used to do ballet though, and I do always tell my parents, why did you let me stop doing ballet?
Yeah,
because I used to love it, and then the teacher changed and I didn't like the new teacher, and I was like, just let me quit, I don't want to do it anymore. And they were just like, okay, that's fine. But now I'm like, oh, I wish you hadn't made me do ballet. They were like, oh, you would have hated us if we made you do it. I was like, oh, yeah. That is a fair point. But
I want to ask you later about TV shows, because I feel like we'll have a lot that we both used to watch. And I wanted to ask you about who, I wasn't saying your favourite friends, but just your friends maybe that still hold a very special place in your heart, or who you're still friends with from primary or secondary. You can give them a shout out, tell us about them.
Okay, friends. There's actually a handful of friends from primary school that I'm still in touch with now.
Yay, which that's is really so cool. Nice.
Like, I went for a walk with one of them last week. Known each other since early years. So Jade, her mum is best friends with my mum, and Tilly and her sister are the same age, and me and her are the same age, and we don't get to see each other as much as we used to because she went off to do college and she's now doing uni and stuff. But we're the type of friends who we can go like months without talking to each other or seeing each other. When we're with each other, 30 seconds has passed and it's like there's been no time between seeing each other, which is really nice. And then back in primary school, myself, Tess and Tamsin, we were like this little trio of friends. And it was really weird because every Friday afternoon, we'd have like a fake falling out with each other. Like two of us would gang up on the other one. We'd have like a big falling out at lunchtime, and all throughout golden time on Friday afternoon, the two of us who fell out with the other one wouldn't talk to each other. And then Monday morning, it was like nothing had happened.
Oh my God.
Don't ask me why we had fake fallings out, but we did. But then we actually ended up having like a real falling out. And I basically really fell out with Tamsin in year six. I don't really know why, we just like were like, nope. All I remember is I went up to her in the lunch hall once. I sat across from her at the table. And this is very out of character for me because I was a very shy child. It was only in secondary school that I started to become more confident. I sat across from her at the lunch table and I was like, I don't want to be your friend anymore, and then stormed out of the hall. I know. And then we ended up being in the same tutor group at secondary school together.
Did you not get to pick who you were with?
Not at secondary school, we were just clumped into tutor groups, and we ended up being in the same one. So we kind of became friends again for secondary school, and then she left before sixth form. And we literally haven't really spoken since. But I'm still friends with Tess,
yay,
which is really nice. I'm doing a call for her birthday next week. So, both of her. I feel like I'm just jabbering and jabbering.
No, I love hearing all this. Also, I literally forgot that Golden Time was a thing. So I'm glad that you mentioned that.
Yes, Golden Time. And then, what else? There were these two twin boys that joined our class in year five, I think it was. Year five and six. They were Canadian. Everyone wanted to be their friend. So then, and there became a little group of us. It was myself, Tess, maybe Tamsin, I can't remember. And then the two Canadian boys, Sam and Jake, and then Patrick Cav. And then Sam, Jake, and Patrick Cav were like the popular boys of the year. Primary school, like everyone wanted to be their friends. Then Patrick had a best friend called Patrick. So it's like the two Patricks. It was great. But then Tess and I used to have little fallings out because we both fancied the same twin.
Oh no.
So there was this little weird rivalry between us because we both fancied the same twin, but neither of us ended up being with either of the twins.
Oh no.
Like a funny little primary school rivalry between us. But yeah. And that's not even getting on to secondary school. God, the drama with friendships in secondary school.
Well, shout out your secondary school people.
Well, obviously Erin, right, Cope is listening. We're just, oh, love her. Miss, she literally lives 30 seconds from me, so we used to just be around each other's houses all the time in secondary school, which is really nice. And we'd kind of just hop between group to group after we had this big falling out with some other girls. But yeah,
you have to tell me about that drama another time.
Yeah. I'll let you tell me about some of your friends.
Oh, okay, well, I'll be quick about primary school because I'm not friends with anyone anymore apart from Alna. I love her with my whole heart. She's amazing. Although I don't even really know if we spoke in primary school because then she joined in year four, but she was in the other class. So I literally can't remember. But then in secondary school, she didn't join in year seven because she went somewhere else. And then, well, anyway, she ended up joining year eight, but she was friends with one of my new friends I made. So then I hung out with her then. So I don't I can't even remember, but we are super close. So big shout out to Alna, King Ping. And then I was in secondary, me and Molly and Sam were super close with this other girl, Jasmine, but I don't talk to her anymore. But me and Molly and Sam are still super, super close now. And we became friends in year seven. I have so many funny memories with them. We're going to have to do another episode talking about secondary school stuff because I have so many funny things to tell you. And then otherwise, oh, I don't know. I don't want to forget anyone. I guess George, give a shout out to her. Be funny if she is listening with Erin at any point.
Imagine.
It was funny because I hated George when I first met her. I didn't hate her, but I thought she was really annoying when I met her in year eight. I thought, oh god, this girl never shuts up, for god's sake. But otherwise, Sadie, we used to walk to school all the time, and I really miss our little walks because I'd walk down the path to meet her, because, well, now it's about 7 minutes between our houses and it's a straight line, so, and I'd always be late and running down the path, and she always looked so cool running, eating a bit of toast, because I was always late. Got there on time, but anyway, so shout out to Sadie as well if she's listening. I just really liked in secondary that there's just so many more people to be friends with, because in primary you just have your little class and you don't really talk to the class next door, and in secondary there's so many groups. I think we had 7 tutor groups in our year, so I was like, oh my god, I have friends in this class and this class. I loved it when we got mixed up at GCSEs and got to be with different people. That's good.
I feel like I forgot to mention, because you were then talking about secondary school. In secondary school, Erin, Eloise and I, we all live along the same road. So Eloise is up there, I'm in the middle, and Erin's down there. So the three of us would walk to school together every single day, and we'd call ourselves the Triangle of Trust, and like all the secrets spilt on our walks to school. It was brilliant. We'd keep each other in the loop with everything, because Eloise became part of a slightly different group to Erin and I. When I say Erin and I were the group, it's literally just Erin and I just like dotting between friends. But yeah,
love it. I'm glad that we got to shout out all of our friends, because
there's so many I haven't mentioned.
I know, I feel bad. they'll come in a later episode. Make a list.
Yeah, so please don't feel bad if you're one of my friends and I haven't shouted you out. We'd be here all night.
Put into sick form, so. Should we talk about TV shows?
Yes. Okay, I'm gonna maybe head earlier. Me Too. Did you ever watch that one? CBeebies?
No, what's that?
That was the one about the childminder. But Me Too, about a childminder. They drop off their child. And then whenever the childminder was like, oh, I wonder what your dad's doing today, it would do this little cut to this guy who was a bus driver doing his thing, or all these other professions. Bottle Top Bill and His Best Friend Corgi. Did you watch that?
I really know that, but I cannot picture it. Oh, is that it?
Yeah. No. Wait. Oh, yes. I think so.
Oh, now I've got Google. What was it? Bottle Top...
Bottle who? Top Bill and His Best Friend Corgi. Was it Corby? What was it? Cool something.
Corky. Oh yeah. That's so, this is crazy to talk about this, because it's unlocking the deepest of memories.
Oh my god, I know. Obviously I watch things like Queenies, Arthur, always used to be on in the mornings when we were having our breakfast.
Oh, do you know what I love that meme of Arthur, where he's like and also the one where it's like, I don't think it's him, I can't remember who it is, and they're like at the fence. I'm just realizing no one's gonna know what I'm on about. I'm looking there just thinking about things.
Carrie's just miming for us all. Oh, well, it feels like when you're put on the spot, I can't think of any. Feel some off to me.
Well, I was thinking My Parents Are Aliens on CITV, because it always, I suppose, something like Horrid Henry, then maybe Jungle Run, then My Parents Are Aliens. Jungle Run. I don't know. But then on CBBC, there was always Raven, which I used to get so confused. I actually thought it was kind of real. I couldn't work it out, because in a way it is. But obviously it's not. So I actually was so confused. And Trapped, did you watch that? Yeah.
Yes, did you?
Trapped.
I actually used to think they were trapped. Like, my I would be so worried for them.
I know, I was so scared. It made me so tense. I wish I properly realised. I think I kind of half knew, I just wasn't really sure.
Did you also watch, I think it was called The Slammer, when they were in jail, and it was basically the talent show.
Oh my god.
Whoever would win would be released.
That is creepy, because I don't even know if it was you. I spoke to someone about this before. I literally forgot about it for years until... I don't know, it came to me, I don't know when it was, a few weeks ago, and I just had this image of this talent show in a prison, and I thought, where did this come from? So that is so weird that you brought that up. Wow. Oh my god. Yeah, that was iconic. Obviously, Tracy Beaker, Danny's House as well, actually.
Yep. The Sarah Jane Adventures.
Oh my god, yeah. Do you know what's scary? Are they called Slitheens or Slytherines? I can't remember. Is it Slitheens?
I don't know, I can't remember.
I remember starting watching Sarah Jane. I've seen it all now. Well, I mean, I did see it all in the end. But that was when I first started watching it, and I remember hiding behind my sofa because I was so scared of them. That was so creepy. Oh my god. I used to watch, did you see, it was Dick and Dom, but they had this, it was this medieval thing, and or it was set in time of the plague.
Yes. And they'd like try and find this potion. They'd have to find different ingredients each week or something, do different quests. Yeah.
So good. I actually really feel like rewatching it.
That was so good. Mm. I watch things like Sorry I've Got No Head, which I mentioned earlier. Kind of like a sketch show, but for kids, with a lot of the people who did Horrible Histories in it. But we used to love that.
Mel was in it.
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those that not many people remember, but it sticks out in my head as such like an integral part of what we'd watch, along with all the Disney Channel shows as well.
Mm.
But we weren't a Disney kid. But you can watch all the Disney shows on Disney Plus. So.
That's true. I did see them occasionally when I was at my friends' houses, because pretty much all my friends, they did have it. But to be fair, when I watched them, I wasn't that bothered. Maybe it's because it's not what I'd been brought up on, you know.
Mm.
Oh, did you watch Rub-A-Dub-Dubs?
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Did you watch, what was the one where they were numbers? What was that called?
Oh, Number Jacks.
The numbers who, yeah, Number Jacks who lived in the sofa. Oh, yeah, that was weird.
That was. Oh my god, and Broom.
I sat in the Broom car.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, there's a picture somewhere of little Ed and I sat in the actual Brum car. Yeah. There are so many programs.
Yeah. Did you ever watch one on CBBC when we were a bit older? And it was about an angel in high school, but I don't know what it was called.
I did.
Maybe it was when I was too old to be watching it. I don't
know. Well, I know, because I feel like I also remember some of the more recent ones, because of course George is only 10. So when Ed, Tilly and I had kind of grown out of those programmes, George was becoming of the age to watch those sorts of programmes. There are other shows in my head that I'm like, that was a George programme that I just happened to watch because he was watching it.
I feel like I've had this chat with someone else and getting deja vu, because I just thought of another show that I've not thought about for ages, but I swear it came up when I was chatting to whoever it was. But do you remember something called like Scorpion Island or Escape to or Escape from?
I think I might. And there was also something I saw the other day about a program about paradise, like some island or something. But that does sound kind of familiar. You would like to play the theme tune to all these programs. Yeah. It'd be going crazy.
We need to Google kids TV shows theme tunes.
Did you ever watch things like Max and Ruby, Two Bunny Rabbits?
I need to, the thing is, I think I need to have visuals.
Yeah, maybe this would work better if we had like a big list of pictures.
Yeah?
Do you recognise it?
Yeah, they look so cute, I want to cry, and it's on Netflix.
No way.
I haven't thought about that in so long. Wow. Oh, did you watch, what's he called? Andy Pandy, that's what he's called.
Yes.
Hyper Pyjamas.
Do you watch Bananas in Pyjamas?
Let's see.
I think they redid Bananas in Pyjamas, like they did Bob the Builder dirty when they updated him.
I don't know if I watched Bananas in Pyjamas. Maybe I did. I definitely watched Bob the Builder.
Yeah, Noddy. Like,
yeah, watch that. I actually watched a bit of when they started doing the Mr. Men and Little Miss.
Oh, that's cool.
A bit older, but I really like the books, so I was just intrigued. I wanted to see it, so I did watch a bit of that. But I think it was on the, you know, it had Milkshake or whatever on Channel 5 first thing. I would put that on.
I feel like we could sit here all day and name loads.
Literally, there's just so many. I'm just getting so excited, being like, oh my gosh, yeah, remember that.
I know. Oh. So everyone should send us some of the other programs that we've missed out.
Please.
You watch.
I'm currently reliving my childhood.
Those memories.
Yeah. I would love to know. Okay. Blonde moment.
Woo! I think that should just be the jingle for that. Done. Okay.
Launch my singing career, as I've always wanted.
Yeah. Well, who does your blonde moment go to this week?
Oh, I feel like because we've been talking about childhood stuff that I should shout out one of my blonde teachers. I'm going to just say Mrs. Atkins, because she taught me for A level English, and I actually emailed her at the end of my first year at uni just to fill her in on what I'd been up to, because I thought she'd be interested about, like, say, what I've been reading, especially because I'm doing English at uni. And she sent a really lovely response as well.
Oh,
and she just recommended so many good books to me. She was really lovely and supportive. Oh, she's amazing. Oh, who's your blonde moment for?
Mine is less meaningful. Mine goes to Carrie Bradshaw, because because I'm really enjoying Sex and the City at the moment, and she's just an icon. And then I actually also recently watched the Glee episode with Sarah Jessica Parker in it.
Which one?
They're in New York. You know the one where Kurt's working at Vogue.com, and it's, I think it's Thanksgiving, and she comes
in. Oh, and they do the
party. Yeah. So I watched that one. So goes to, I guess, jointly, Carrie Bradshaw and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, I should have been matching and on Kim Cattrall.
Oh, next week. There's always next week.
Next week. Love it.
So. And next week is Harry Potter week. So we're going to be talking about our favourite Harry Potter film. Should we tell everyone what our favourite Harry Potter film is now?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so our favourite is Half-Blood Prince, which is year six. Yeah, yeah. So we'll be talking about that and just Harry Potter films in general.
Yeah, exciting time.
Thanks for listening to
Tea O'Clock
with Keller.
See you next time.